Okay, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Let me at the outset announce that this intervention of mine is personal of you. I will show some slides and documents from the expert group on technology transfer from the Climate Secretariat and also borrowed by my EU colleagues, but I have to highlight that I represent not only my views and not my country, Finland, or the European Union. And my view is actually a kind of climate negotiator's view. That means that I'm definitely not a professional on the intellectual property rights. I'm not expert on that. I'm coming to this challenge from the total kind of layman approach. The climate negotiations are very complicated at the moment. The focus is definitely not on the intellectual property rights. It's one of the issues. It's important issue, but it's not the mainstream issue when we are walking the huge 2,000 pages or more negotiation text in the next coming months. However, IPR has been taken up in the negotiations. There are about 4 pages of text, all in brackets, on that issue, and that's why we definitely have to deal with that one. I should thank the WIPO to invite me here to talk to you. On the other hand, my feelings are like an elephant in the China shop, that we are touching something something in IPR which is very valuable, and we are maybe breaking something which you have been doing for years, and that's why actually I feel quite uncomfortable in addressing this kind of issues to you as you are the experts. And of course there is a feeling of that, are we changing something fundamental in the where the big dinosaurs are lying? That means the world trade system. But I will touch some points here, hopefully quite fast, and then I think that my colleagues in the afternoon will elaborate some issues. As what says that I'm coming from the Executive Group on Technology, I'm the member of that group. I have been looking at this group for many years. The group is serving the climate community in looking at the performance indicators, looking at the future financial options for technology transfer, and we have also prepared a strategy paper for long-term perspective beyond 2012 on technology transfer. So there are some documents out there which you might get from the net, and you can introduce yourself to this work of this group. One of the findings is the finance, of course. And this is a document which tells us, and it has been now handed over to the official subsidiary bodies of the Climate Convention, that huge amount of new financing is needed to tackle the climate challenge. This is only an example of mitigation, where you see that the overall new financial needs can reach even up to $700 billion per year annually. That means annually somewhere on the 2030 level. But even lower estimates are somewhere beyond $300 billion. And that means that the financing needs for mitigation technologies we have to increase 4 to 10-fold in the next decenniums. When we come closer to IPR issues, we could observe that for research and development, even though that is a lesser amount needed, it's still the requirements will be tenfold of the recent R&D expenditures. Most money anyhow going to the diffusion side. Now, what to do with that money? Also, we have been looking at these issues, and I just saw one slide, very complicated one, but it gives a picture that a lot of increasing indeed has to go to the R&D, research and development, and demonstration. And that existing mechanisms which are there, we to do the job, also we need, in addition to those, we need new and enhanced mechanisms. All kinds of tools, financial and technical tools for R&D. And this is directly in link of intellectual property rights, where also there has been some elements to address those challenges concerned IPRs. But as you see, that the question is not only one IPR issue; it's much more wider, as we heard in the morning. Also, that it's the concern about the whole innovation cycle of technologies for climate. When we look at the kind of functional and institutional arrangements which might be coming after the Copenhagen, one particular issue is important. It's about the national country plans. Our focus should be on how the countries themselves can formulate their own climate strategies and how in those strategies they address the technology options. And therefore, when we are planning either the infrastructure under the new climate regime or the specific programs, which might be global, regional, and national, they all has to fit into a national guidance and national planning. The governments, in this, the parties and the governments are the focus, are the central piece of any new deal. And here you see that we are talking about networks of centers in the sectoral, global, and regional programs, R&D, cooperation, training, information, and so on different levels. So this is only an example. This is not being negotiated. It's only a one of the possible options of the new regime. And as you see, that even this is already complicated enough. And this is only about technology. This is not solving the whole climate deal at all. Now, but when we look at the national technology plans and what has to be done there, there is a specific task to do, and that is identifying barriers and current and planned national programs to address barriers for each priority technology. So in a way, we are coming to the possible problems, if they are any, from the national point of view here. This is coming from the work has been done. That means that we have been analyzing some of the technology need assessment reports coming from the developing countries. And then there was a question that what could be and what would be barriers on technology transfer identified by the parties. And here you see that the major barriers are dealing with economic and market, human resources, information and awareness, institutional, regulatory, and policy-related. Now, IPRs, to my understanding, have not been kind of taken up as a kind of major barrier in this report, but maybe this can be elaborated by the Secretary later today. Just a few words on the situation in the negotiations going on at the moment. The negotiation text delivered by the chairman of the LCA negotiations in June covered some of the IPR issues in that text. It was only merely three small paragraphs in the text of 50 pages that time. But already on those issues, the questions were coming from the parties on whether we should operate a regime for IPR under the climate change, whether there should be a question of licensing, pooling and sharing, and whether we should take some lessons learned from the public health forums on this. And of course that the LDCs should be exempted from patent protection. So even in that text, which was delivered by the chairman of the negotiations in June, we already had some components. What has happened then after is that during the June meeting, the parties presented their new and additional proposals and ideas to the chairman, and now the negotiation text is over 200 pages, of which IPR-related paragraphs are some dozen or so, maybe four pages of text. And this is just one extract of that new text. So you see that everything is in brackets, not adopted or agreed upon. But here you see that just from the one proposal how the negotiators are dealing with the text at the moment, and here you can see that we are still looking at the IPR regime on the question of sharing, joint development, differentiated pricing, patent pooling, and also looking at licenses and patenting. Now, some of these proposals definitely goes into the terrain of the WIPO. That means that there are some regulative proposals coming and not only a kind of supporting proposals or incentives. Now, everybody knows maybe about this. This is the common knowledge of how the patents application have developed throughout the years, it's just to say that we are knowledgeable that also developing world has started to bring patent applications and patenting a lot of property rights at the moment, and that is not any more so one-sided story than earlier. Quite complicated picture I want to introduce to you is the question of climate technologies in that sense that there are so many of them. The question if one patented technology is a barrier, if somebody thinks that the one technology could be a barrier, there are dozens and dozens of other technologies which could address the same issue. That means this is for the mitigation. And that many of the technologies are in public domain and ready to be used by anyone. This was an analysis where the red, brown, red colored technologies are those which have got a kind of restrictive patent protection, but many of the technologies, as you see, are free to use. And I just to pay the attention on the left side technologies which are under the curve. These are all technologies which can be taken into use without regret. That means that they don't have a cost in the analysis. That means that they have a positive cost. They will bring the revenues in if taking into use. So the question is that how come there are still technologies with the positive revenues and are not being taken into use? And that is the question we are, of course, dealing in the climate technology discussions. Now, just to notion on the low-income countries, as there is a proposal on LDCs, least developed countries, being waived from any patent. Actually, there are no applications in that group of countries, as we know, and that the relaxing patent regime would not have any impact. And there are other reasons why companies are not patenting in least developed countries. That's about market issue and about purchasing power and so on. On growing emerging economies, we just note that quite a lot of progress has happened, and there is a growing number of patents patented in emerging economies, and that also growing number of those patents are owned by country residents themselves. And therefore, it could be assumed that all these countries will need actually a strong IPR regime, and they will benefit. They will be benefited from them. So conclusions on that kind of small analysis, which I have seen, or we have looking when we talk about patents and climate change, that that there is actually should not be restrictions in low-income countries because companies are not patenting them, and that there are economic factors which need to be addressed in those countries, but they are a bit different kind. That means that we have to tackle and work hard on some other tools to get IPR being used, and that there are growing patent regime in emerging economies. Let me just at the outset or at the kind of conclusions give some personal remarks on the issue. So as I said that IPR is an issue in the climate negotiations. We have to deal with that. But taking too much time and focus on IPRs might complicate and slow down the negotiations, the Main Street negotiations towards Copenhagen. IPR seems not to be the main barrier to the development and transfer of technologies. And some of those, if any barriers are observed, can be circumvented, avoided by replacing them with other technologies. Any case, if there is a misconduct of intellectual property rights, they should be proceeded and processed by those regimes who are best suited and experted to that kind of processes. And that I mean mainly the in the context of WIPO. And that building that kind of expertise in the UNFCCC framework might be a very expensive practice. One thing is about definition of climate technology. We ourselves as a parties, we defined climate technology so wide, especially when we look at the adaptation. Because adaptation technologies are forestry, agriculture, health, waste, and water management. And so how come we can limit any kind of waiver for the patented on climate technologies? I think that it comes a big hurdle to anyone. We will face a new additional upscale, a tremendous upscale of financing for climate technologies. And that climate technology is financing also all the IPRs. I don't see personally any meaning of separating IPR financing and the technology financing. When technology is transferred, IPR comes with it, and it has to be paid for. And so the incremental part, which developing countries are asking for, and indeed are right to ask for, it has to be covered by incremental financing. Now, if there are critical issues in the IPR, I think that they should be brought up within the country national programs and brought up in the national communications so that it can be tackled and we can see them clearly and transparently. Now, therefore, I would say that we still have some concerns about the texts of the negotiations at the moment, how they are presenting new regimes and new mechanisms of IPR in the climate. But we, on the other hand, will render a strong support to those proposals which are dealing with joint R&D and demonstrations, more information on patents and property rights in general, center of excellence, we need to cooperate, and also capacity building and technical assistance. Thank you.